Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Assistant Editor Skylar Jeremias. Despite some biosimilars, including those for filgrastim, trastuzumab, and bevacizumab, achieving a greater U.S. market share than the originators, other biosimilar categories such as pegfilgrastim and infliximab are still trailing behind. Some biosimilar companies are becoming more savvy, developing new ways to make a bigger statement in the market. We sat down with Kirillos Hanna, PharmD, the manager of oncology pharmacy at the University of Minnesota Medical Center, an associate editor for the Journal of the Advanced Practitioner in Oncology, and an assistant professor at the Mayo Clinic School of Medicine, to discuss what tactics biosimilar companies are using to better compete alongside originator manufacturers. So to start us off, could you just identify any standout examples where you have a very high rate of biosimilar use versus originator products?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think some of the first biosimilars and longest standing biosimilars that we've been using, so bevacizumab, trastuzumab, both of those, we have widely adopted a biosimilar, as well as rituximab too. So, all three of those, regardless of indication, regardless of line of therapy, and again, rituximab being a drug that can be used for both oncology indications and non-oncology indications, all have a preferred biosimilar. And out of those, trastuzumab as well as bevacizumab, when we initially had our rollouts of biosimilars a couple of years back, we actually now use a different biosimilar. So those are perfect examples of where we reevaluated. And I think we were able to get better contract pricing and some bundling of some sort with those. But another great point that has come to us with the trastuzumab biosimilar, for example, we can now go back to a multi-dose vial. And that has been a very, very good thing. So we're not only now considering cost savings from going to biosimilar alone, but we're now even considering cost savings from minimizing waste because we have the flexibility of a multi-dose vial. Because when you look at trastuzumab brand, actually used to be a multi-dose vial, and then that was kind of phased out and we had single dose vials, and that was creating some issues there. And even if you dose round within your institution and dose band, sometimes it doesn't fall within that percentage that you have set up within your system. So now having these trastuzumab biosimilars that are multi-dose, that also offered an additional cost-saving initiative as well.
So this is how biosimilar companies are competing. They're offering multi-dose vials, whereas those may not be available for the originator products.
Exactly. And it's even more interesting in like some biosimilars, also like two trastuzumab biosimilars, for example, require, bacteriostatic water for reconstitution. It gives them a 28-day shelf life. And sometimes it comes even with that, and sometimes it doesn't. So there's even like this small competition that we're sometimes seeing too with these drugs.
Well, Dr. Hanna, thank you for sharing your insights with us, and thank you to our listeners for tuning into this episode of Not So Different. You can find additional information in the show notes, and until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.